like some Viking music, don't it?
Yeah, gotta get it out the mud, that's the only way to win. Who am I to point the finger like I never ever seen? Been through the ups and downs like the letter N. They don't let you through the door, better kick that again. Cause that's the only way to win. That's the only way to go. Gotta get it out the mud, gotta get it out the flow. Cause that's the only way to go, let's go.
Shooting, lights out.
What's up, good people? How y'all doing today? Because I hope y'all having fun as much as I'm having fun watching these Olympics, getting everything nice, ready to go. Team USA, both the men and the women got started today. Got started this week, past weekend, and we looking good. Maybe we are in a good start right now. I feel good with where we at. But, you know, I got to go over what happened with that case. But I'm not going to go over alone because, ladies and gentlemen, from 806 Sports Radio down in the good old state of Texas, we call her the Queen of Hoop because she has the knowledge of hoops that nobody else has. Ladies and gentlemen, returning to cover the Olympics with me, Miss Megan Price. What's up?
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing good. I'm good.
Good.
And somebody requested to join the panel today. He made this request yesterday. And okay. I can't say no to my brother. He is my co-host for Marduk's Wrestling. He is the lead man for Eagles Elite Podcast, which will be airing tomorrow night at 8:30 Eastern Standard Time. He is the cool cat, Cool McCain.
What up, what up? I actually requested last week and yesterday.
Well, he said both.
No, he requested it, then we thought about it because it's... The main crew didn't get together first.
Oh, okay.
And hopefully we can get Cole Johnson in here at some point, but I know he's handling some business at work right now. So I hope we can get him in. But normally I would start a show with some news and notes from around the hardwood. I thought a little differently today. Let's go around the Olympics. You know, we're going to go around the Olympics because it's Olympic time. So why not, instead of focus on basketball while we talk about other things that's going on? Because Olympics is a big thing that's happening. So I figured we can absolutely do that. So to begin it off, this was something I didn't expect to happen in the second round for tennis. But Novak Djokovic defeated Rafael Nadal. And straight sets, even though that second set got a lot closer than people would have liked it if you were a Djokovic fan, because he went from 4-0 to 4-4 before Djokovic finished it off. And Djokovic now leads the all-time series with Novak 31-29.
Right. It's still really, really close. I think it's no surprise that of them saying that the rivalry is not over. I still expect to see them go back and forth for probably another 5-6 years. And I mean, somebody had to lose. So.
I give Rafa one year, if not this upcoming US Open, he probably go one more round because he didn't get to play at Wimbledon. But I think Rafa's Rob's getting ready to call it a quits.
I don't know.
I think a couple more years. I really do think it's going to be a couple more years. What he might do is start to lessen the amount of appearances he has.
Right, yeah.
For some longevity. But I think he's going to be around a couple more years.
You think he's going to be around a couple more years?
I think he'll be around a couple more years. It could even be up to 5, like Megan's saying. But I know, I think he still got it, right? He may understand that he can't go all the time like he could at one point. But right. I mean, he still got enough where he can get it done. It's just kind of maneuvering when you go. That's what you start to learn when you get a little bit older, you're still in the game.
Right.
And by the way, just to let y'all know, even though we talking basketball, we letting y'all know we can talk other sports too. And by the way, we are keeping an eye on the women's gymnastic teams as they are going for gold.
Literally.
Simone about just finished up her float exercise. And USA has the front lead for gold at the moment. So We are keeping an eye on that, and when we get final word on that finale, we will let you know what's going on. Speaking of Genesis, as the fourth member of the group, the man from the morning show, Cole Johnson, who has fixed his technical difficulties from this morning, we can catch him on screen. Cole Johnson.
Cole, good to see you, sir.
It's good to see you, Cole. Thank you, Playmaker, for the invite. Megan, is an honor to be with you again.
Awesome. Same.
Seeing around the Olympics, the men gymnastic did something that has not been done since 2008.
Yes, they
made it. They took home the bronze medal. Shout out to the men. They was on a mission. Obviously, the mission was gold medal, but the mission at hand itself was to get back on the podium, which the men gymnastic was on yesterday. Mm-hmm.
So I mean, you need a starting point, and I think this is definitely a starting point for a turnaround in that program. I mean, not that they've been terrible, but just not what the women have been over the last 16 years or so. And, you know, well-deserved. Glad for them. This is that point where they can turn things around.
Cole Johnson, anything? The men's gymnastics finally did something that hasn't been done.
In 16 years.
Okay. Yep.
I watched a little bit of the men's qualifying Saturday, and yeah, what I was noticing, there's a different energy that I have seen with the gymnastics team this year than I have seen in recent years. I mean, just thinking from 2012 to 2016 team to 2021 or 20 team, you almost had the feeling that Even when NBC was promoting all the people you should look out for, you didn't even hear a mention of them, the men's
side. Right. Not to cut you off, Cole, the women's gymnastics, they have done it.
Yes, they have. They are in the
medal for the women's gymnastics team.
That's awesome.
Yes.
And you went right to what I was about to say, and with good reason, because, well, it's hard. the soccer is going through the same thing. The men have been absolutely ridiculously horrible, but the women have just simply been the bee's knees of the world.
Dominant, yeah.
Right.
And they've just dominated, and the same thing with gymnastics. You didn't hear a peep about the gymnastics team. And so when I got a chance to see them Saturday, I'm like, okay, so there might be some potential here. All right. They're pumping up the gymnasts. Talking about the men gymnasts. They're actually pumping up the gymnasts as viable candidates to compete. Not, well, this is a heartwarming, heart-touching story. And we want you to root for them because, well, they have a great American story. It wasn't like that. So I was actually getting into that, and I actually ended up liking their chances.
Yeah.
And the men, here they pull the bronze.
The men are dogs. They had a lot of passion out there, man. You could just see it. Like, I watched the finals and everything last night, and I had watched them some Saturday, too, like Cole was saying. And it was just enjoyable to see them because they were so into it. Their parents were into it. There were other gymnastics. The ladies were at one of the things cheering them on, and other Olympic people were there and celebrities. So you could kind of feel people having excitement about them too. And I think they have a bright future. And their young brother on the team, I think he's only 20. Oh, he's going to be a star.
I was thinking the same thing when I was eyeing him. I'm like, man, when the Olympics come to LA in 2028, I'm thinking he actually has a chance to have a gold medal all around. Yep. So I want to see how that is.
I'm jumping around, but Coco gonna dominate in 2028. I know she's mad. She's gonna dominate.
She's gonna grow into her game more. So I'm not really surprised that she lost. I'm not surprised how early she lost though.
I agree.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I don't know that I necessarily thought she was going to take gold, but to get knocked out in the second round. Mm.
That I was surprised. I was surprised as the win, not if. But yes, I agree with you too, Cole. I think Coco's going to dominate LA. and probably bring home a gold because she's going to grow into her game more.
I can tell you the women's gymnastics team, they won by over 5 points.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And the beautiful thing about their team, that team is not just Simone Biles.
Oh, facts. They have a Suni is one of my favorites. Ooh, I love watching her.
Suni Lee.
That woman. Is, that woman. Ooh, I love watching her. Them. I could watch her on the beam all day long.
Right, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So, congratulations to the ladies. Speaking of ladies, Summer McIntosh from Canada in swimming. Dusted everybody. When I say dusted everybody, I mean dusted everybody.
What event?
I want to say the 100 meter, if I remember correctly. It was no contest.
Same with Katie Ledecky earlier today too.
Katie Ledecky earlier today. That was the 1500 meter.
Oh, that's her. Yeah. That's a competition. That's a competition. Yeah.
When she got halfway past the other turn, the rest of the competition was just coming back the way she just came from.
Right. Yeah.
That's how bad she dusted them.
Yeah, she won her heat by 17 seconds, y'all.
So I'm like, it's insane. That's Katie Ledecky.
Yeah, for sure.
That's what she does.
So the 400 just that just gets you started. I'm like, okay, I got it. All right. you need them long distances to get you going. Right. Okay, got it.
Right. She's gone. She was gone. So watch out. Canada, they got a swimmer. Just like Australia. That's starting to become an interesting rivalry between the three countries, United States, Canada, and Australia when it comes to women swimming.
Right.
Oh, the Australian women talking mad noise.
They got every right to do so too.
Well, yeah, I saw that 400 meter final. I'm like, yep.
That was no contest either.
Yeah.
I was like, what's her name? Tim's dusted everybody.
Yeah. I was like, well, that, hey, it's not trash talk. You can back it up. I'm like, okay, cool. All I can do is salute you.
And since we are talking about friends, I will be remiss to mention Leon Mache from France.
Leon Machon. Yeah.
He dusted his competition as well in France.
Wait. Where does he practice here in the States?
He is coached by the same coach who coached Michael Phelps.
So they're talking about the Baltimore area then?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And it's interesting by those times being so fast like that when they're not known. This pool is not a fast pool.
Hmm. That's a good point, Megan. Yeah.
Yep. Women's soccer, look out. They are coming back with a vengeance.
Sophia Smith.
Yeah. You know, the last go around, they got a lot of flack for they take silver.
They didn't medal at all.
Canada that knocked them out, I believe, right? Canada knocked them out. It was one of those where we had a complete changing in dynasties. Mm-hmm. And you know, every dynasty comes to an end. I remember that last go around with the older players, and that was my thought. It was like, man, ladies, there's a lot of y'all that it was time to hang it up. And mm-hmm. when they did, because it was time, you know, it just takes time for some of these younger players to acclimate mm-hmm. and play with each other. Whereas those ladies have been playing with each other 20, 25 years. And so now we're starting to see it gel together and it come together. Right. So
they own a vengeance. They beat Germany. I believe they beat Germany 4-1 the other day.
Goodness.
Yeah.
And it was
they weren't playing.
It's like, y'all better get ready.
I saw the highlights of that one. I'm like, oh man.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm seeing something I haven't seen in a few years from this group. Okay.
Right.
They are coming with vengeance.
I pay very close attention to all soccer because my child plays soccer. So I see a lot of soccer that I'm about to get into where I'm going to be watching soccer like every weekend for about the next 3 months. So I'm always paying extra close attention to mm-hmm. soccer. And I'm very impressed with how just free flowing they were. They were very confident. They were taking shots. Accuracy was on point. Lots of mm-hmm. shots on goal. You don't make them all because you're playing against the best talent in the world. But that aggressiveness, that ability to just continually attack the goal is going to crack. And they did.
So it wasn't just me. Because I was thinking, I was like, this group looks a little different than the Megan Rapinoe group.
Right.
Because it seemed like they just dominated you with skill, that group. Yeah. This and one, they seem to be no more athletic and aggressive.
Yeah, because they're when you start to get, you know, more advanced in age playing any sport, you have to be smarter and you're not necessarily as, you know, aggressive. This is a young group. Right. So they're out there like, you know, trying to establish ourselves. And they're doing a good job, and I think they will continue to. I like what I'm seeing from them. A lot of confidence, a lot of swagger, a lot of celebration. Mm-hmm. Some of the stuff we saw from the young previous group when they started out. We're starting to see this from this group, and I like it.
Speaking of soccer, the men's under-23 soccer team up 2-0 over Guinea. Okay. And they are on track to make it to the knockout stage.
Yeah.
With this result that's going on right now, they are at the 69th minute of that game.
Awesome.
So, guess they say them keep it up. Let me go to rugby for a minute.
Whoo!
Ooh-wee.
I watched
the men. The way they had.
The men, when you go against Australia, we know what's coming. Australia, they love them rugby. So,
yeah.
Took one on the chin against Australia. Unfortunately, the men couldn't meddle. The women, on the other hand.
Not surprised.
Right.
First, they was in the semifinals match earlier today against New Zealand. Didn't go the way that they wanted, so they had to settle for the bronze game. And in the bronze game, on the final play of action, USA snatched bronze from Australia.
Yes, they did.
The first time the United States has medaled at rugby in 100 years.
Wow.
Look, hey, but on the New Zealand team, their team captain is crazy good. Like, she's one of those that has won every single award that you can win, every single accomplishment, like 20 times over. Like, she's one of those. I'll have to look it up and find it. But I wasn't too surprised by the results. I know the U.S. women were favored, but honestly, when I was looking at that, I personally didn't agree with that. I was like, I don't know, New Zealand, you know? And
you're talking about now the three-time reigning gold medal champions, New Zealand, who beat Canada.
Yeah. Their sport. So yeah, I couldn't see that either.
Yeah, like I said, I know the American women were favored, but I didn't see it happening personally.
Yeah, and the American women were good. The American women were good, but I'm like, I don't know if. I was thinking the same thing with you, Megan. I was like, I don't know if they're the world's best.
When they walked on
good, they might medal
against the New Zealand team, Megan. I was like, I don't know about this.
Exactly.
So. Now,
I'm looking at her name right now.
Unfortunately, for Giannis Antetokounmpo in Greece, doesn't look promising for them as they lost their second group game against Australia today.
Well, I guess you're finding out when you have Giannis with a bunch of Thanasis. That's what happened.
Yeah, their guard play is questionable at best.
So, Greece looks like they'll be one and done in this Olympics, even though shout out to Giannis will get his team, Greece, to the Olympics by winning the qualifier.
Yeah.
Well, I hope that the Bucks are taking note.
Yeah.
Please quit employing his brothers.
And as my,
Megan dropping that mic. Yes.
They got to keep at least one, though, Megan. That's in Giannis' contract.
As Megan brought up,
if it is, I feel for the Bucks. Oh man,
I'm sure one of them is, but goodness, both of them.
Right.
Yeah. It is what it is. As Megan brought up earlier, Coco Gauff took one on the chin in straight set to Donna Vekic.
She fought hard the first set, but I think the pressure of actually losing that first set and probably wanting to force points and force moments, I think it got to her in the second.
Yeah, she didn't play like
she's still really young.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's still really young. And like you said, I think she has a lot of room to grow in her game.
Yeah.
And we're just seeing the beginning. This is just the beginning.
I mean, she was ranked number 2 in the world in the French Open? And she's only 20. So I'm like, okay. So, yeah. if she's number two now and she stays as hungry as she has been the previous, what, 4 or 5 years we've seen her grow into this moment? Oh, yeah. She's going to be the world's number one in a couple of years easily. Yeah. I'm not concerned.
Like I said, 2028, is she going to be a beast? She got into a little, she got frustrated by some calls in that second set, too. She wasn't scoring off of her volleys and everything like she normally does, off her serves. She just, you know, sometimes you just get out there, you get flustered, you get off your game a little bit. The other person's not off their game, and they get you.
Yeah,
it happens, but
I mean, it's nothing to sneeze at, so I'm not surprised. Yeah,
but her and Taylor Swift was handling business last time I checked, and they're a mixed doubles match, so she's not done in Paris just yet. Okay, she's not done.
Well, I'm glad she's playing more tennis. I'm glad about that.
Yeah,
single wise, she's ousted, but not in the women's double and the mixed double, so she still has opportunity.
She still got some opportunities. That's good.
Yeah.
And back to basketball, that just finished about 45 minutes ago. Victor Wembanyama and France survive against Japan in overtime.
Don't adjust your TV sets, ladies and gentlemen. Megan Price is beaming wide from one ear to the other.
Hey,
her boy Victor.
You know, it was a little questionable, but Japan looked gassed in the overtime minutes.
Was it gas or was it the 4-point play that they let happen?
Right.
The gassing might be what let the 4-point play happen.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I, you know, I'm not the biggest Rudy Gobert fan, so I don't know. There are times when I just think he's not a team player, you know, and it shows in moments like this. But despite that, they seem to be doing well. So, of course, I'm rooting for Wimby.
You cannot be alluding to the end of game two of the Western Conference Finals this year. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that.
I'm talking about his entire career.
Well, Megan, you know basketball, so of course you're not a fan of Rudy Gobert.
Right, yeah.
Oh, I fully understand why you're not.
You know what I'm saying?
I fully understand why you're not a fan of Gobert. Player. I'm not either, for pretty much the same reason as you. But
you don't run around punching the shortest guy on your team. You don't suck. No, I don't have any respect for Rudy Gobert.
And that's why nobody helped him when he got put in a rear naked choke.
Shortest guy in the team.
Yeah. Oh my God. That would do it for a round of LA.
Going around punching people on COVID.
I shouldn't see.
But you don't punch nobody your own size. You punch the smallest guy on the roster. Like, what was you doing?
All right, as of meta counts right now, United States has the most with 21. Unfortunately, they don't lead the gold meta count. That would be Japan and China.
Mm-hmm.
Japan has 7, China has 6, and host France has 5. USA only has 3 gold medals. That's going to go up
to
4.
They will have 4.
I was going to say, it's going to go up to 4 once the gymnastics team receive their medals. Mm-hmm. But it's a lot of more events to come. But right now, United States is trying, is riding a gold medal gap. They have 21, France has 17, and in third place is China with 14.
Well, with one that we got yesterday, we hit the 3,000 mark. And no other country has more than 1,500. So we're more than doubled of anybody else.
I saw that after I did my morning show. I was like, 3,000 medals?
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
We in contention in the 100-meter freestyle semifinal.
Okay.
Wow.
So there's a lot more medals to come. We just getting started.
Second place doesn't have 1,500?
No, somebody has 1,500. Nobody has more than 1,500.
Wow, okay. Jeez.
Hey, welcome to the Olympics. All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to dive to the real reason why the four of us are here, and that's Team USA Basketball.
The largest egg producer finds bird flu in chickens at a Texas plant? Weather. Devastating tornadoes ripped through the heart of the United States. Inspiration. A breast cancer survivor completed the journey of chemotherapy and now begins a future one of matrimony or sports. Michael Jordan is shown on a photo with Diddy. LeBron James has a video extolling the virtues of a Diddy party. This has been yet another Beating a Dead Horse presentation. We got you covered. BS3 Network, in association with Comey Media Incorporated, proudly present The Morning Shift with Cole Johnson. Live every weekday at 8 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Central.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Into the Net FC.
Kylian Mbappe just all of a sudden finally understood his role, and I think he finally understood that everything Kylian Mbappe has accomplished already, you know, there is still a hell of a lot waiting for him in the future. Kylian Mbappe is only 24 years old. He has accomplished so much, and you know what? Kylian Mbappe has not even reached his prime.
Finally seeing, you know, the Marcus Rashford we have been hoping for such a long time, you know. But, you know, this game, you know, after everything Manchester United has been, you know, doing lately, you know, this was actually the ultimate test, you know, to see if Manchester United, you know, honestly was all of a sudden for real.
I explain this. The United States, maybe they have to suffer this loss as a lesson to learn to prepare for the future. Because 4 years from now, the World Cup is in not one, not two, but three countries. The United States of America, Canada, and Mexico. Into the Net FC is available on all streaming platforms, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and YouTube.
Shop hats and official sports gear at Lids. Lids is the leader and number one destination for hats, gears, and everything that moves you, making it the perfect shop for fans to find official sports hats, merchandise, and gear. Represent your team, your town, and your style with a snapback adjustable fitted hat or beanie from thousands of college and pro teams. Browse the very latest sports jerseys and t-shirts from the best teams out there. Lids has officially licensed professional and college sport team apparel and hats featuring the hottest brands and trends. Shop online or visit one of the 100 stores across the country. Locker Rooms by Lids.
Hey, Eagles fan. Join my man Cool McCain and a host of others as they break down every single game, every single week in an objective manner and also from a fan's perspective as well. Remember, this cast feels just like you. Nobody likes you. And you don't care. Fly, Eagles, fly. Eagles Elite Podcast. Every Wednesday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern on YouTube and other podcast outlets. Poppy J.
You got the option to cry for the government. You got the option to protest. You got the option to keep buying. But this is also an option.
Wise El Jefe.
We're the first tech geeks. We're the first gamers. We're the first everything. Everything. Like Gen X's, we are the ones.
BS3 Network proudly presents the crew from the New York boroughs who never wants that smoke. Nah. They want that fire. Poppy J and Wise El Jefe, Fridays at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. Check your local listings for your viewing and listening pleasure.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Shooting the Lights Out. The crew is here, the queen of who's making price, the morning shift Cole Johnson, and Eagles Elite / Monitor Wrestling. My co-host, Cool McCain, is in the building. Now, I want y'all to know, y'all can hear this episode that be going on right here on Real Rise Radio and 502 American Nation Radio up in Indianapolis. So, looking forward to that, and we are on the radio airways. Now, we are here to talk basketball. Before we get to the 5-on-5, another set of basketball took place today. starting with the ladies, and the 3-on-3 ladies were going for gold medal number 2, and we did not get off to a good start today. Right. The ladies opened up against Germany around 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and they took a 17-13 loss to the Germans to begin their quest for back-to-back gold medals at 0-1. I'm going to turn to the Queen of Hoops for this because she keeps up with the ladies just as much as I do.
You know, it's a little concerning, but when I looked at the roster anyway, even when it was constructed with Cam in the roster and that, and I'm a huge Cam fan, I was still a little nervous because the team that we won gold with was Alicia Gray, Kelsey Plum, Stephanie Dolson, and then the coach was Kara Lawson. Like, it was just an incredibly stacked roster. And probably one of my biggest complaints about how these rosters are constructed starts with the 5-on-5. I think you have to do the 5-on-5 first and then construct your 3-on-3 after that. And it's not about picking up the leftovers there, but I think you can better construct it once you know who's on your 5-on-5 roster. That's where the problems began. And I don't know if I like how this team was constructed to begin with. And then Cam got hurt and they had to make in some different adjustments. And I don't know that I was even expecting for us to win this one.
Yes, for those of you who are wondering, we are led by Ryan Harbour of the Atlanta Dream, Erika Handy, who replaced it, Cameron Brent, who are teammates for the LA Sparks, TCU's own Haley Van Litt, and Sierra Burdick, who's has a international game experience.
Right.
So they started.
The Sierra and the HVL pick for me were very questionable. Ryan and De'Erica make a lot of sense for me. De'Erica is a serviceable fill in there. She has experience on the international level as well. She's in season 10 in the W and is Cam's teammate. So those two, not the ones that leave question marks for me. Well, a little bit with Ryan, not because of who she is, but because of her health. That was a little like, oh man, are we going to have to replace two on the roster?
I was going for Alicia Gray, to be honest, when she got injured.
Right.
But yeah. Ryan Howard gave it a go, and I understand this. You don't get this opportunity only every right. so often.
Right.
So when is
that? And Lish has done it, and she's gotten gold in it. So, you know, I understand her passing the opportunity on to others. You know, what KP said about 3-on-3 was that it's great for young players for them to develop their game, but that, you know, personally she was focused on the 5-on-5. So once again, I'm not in that position. I'm not on the committee as far as constructing these rosters. So I'm not exactly sure everything that went into that, but on the outside looking in, there's some holes.
The men, they'll take place at 4:35 today against Serbia. As they'll get started, it's the first ever men's 3-on-3 Olympic game. So let's see if the men's can do what the ladies did last year and take home gold. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let's get to why we are here. As you know, this is the official thumbnail for Team USA Olympics when it comes to shooting lights out. And we're going to begin with the men, because the men got it started first on Sunday against Serbia with reigning NBA MVP Nikola Jokic and Bogdan Bogdanović, who didn't play in the exhibition game, took the floor. However, somebody else who didn't play in the exhibition series took the floor as well. As you can see here, 110-84 win for Team USA. That's the start that everyone is looking for when it comes to Team USA. Get you the opening dub. Let's start that train rolling. But ladies and gentlemen, let me give you the statistics here. United States shot 62% from the field, 56% from 3-point range.
Right.
That is ridiculous.
And that's thanks to KD, because he went 5-of-5 from the 3.
Yeah.
He really drove that percentage up. His points off the bench were almost one of the biggest bench performances since Carmelo Anthony. I don't think that's any news. KD's really good at basketball.
Yep, he is.
I'm the best news. You're right.
Serbia, 42% from the field, 24.3% from 3-point range. Right. As you can see, the United States had 24 assists on 43 made shots. They also had 3 blocks. Serbia had none. And she did mention one guy earlier named Kevin Durant, but there was another guy who was part of this great display of basketball to open up the Olympic play, LeBron James, Kevin Durant, as you said. 23 points, 8 from 9 from the field, 5 from 5 from 3-point range. That means they haven't played basketball since April. And he comes straight into the Olympics and does that.
He's so good, man. He's so good. And I think going into this run, we had a feeling that Bron was going to carry this team. And I haven't seen anything otherwise. And I'm not a Bron fan, you know, but we haven't seen anything to suggest otherwise. He's still just putting up incredible numbers, even on these superstar studded teams like this, where you don't necessarily get the same stats that you get on your home team, you know, and he's still just incredible.
Cole, what did we call this team as soon as the World Cup ended?
The Vengeance team is what we called them. The Avengers, actually. That's what we called them.
And who did we look at was going to be Captain America?
Mr. 21-9-8.
Yeah.
Which he's getting that run already as that. Yes.
Right. You can't argue 21 points, 9 assists, and 8 rebounds.
Don't argue with him and his production at all.
You can't argue the facts on that. I will say that I felt like Drew Holiday's play was incredibly important in this matchup, too. The defense that he was able to put forth on top of his shots were going, too. I enjoyed seeing Drew as well.
I could tell you 3 people who were not that important to this win.
Don't you start.
Joel Embiid.
No, he was important.
Jason Tatum.
No, Embiid was important to this win because I love the fact that every time he showed up on a Parisian court, they were booing him senseless.
You know why?
Oh, I know why. But still, it was beautiful to watch and hear.
So Serbia jumped out to a 10-2 lead, and then the United States took a timeout and they went on a 12-2 run to cut the lead down to 14-12 before Serbia decided to try to run it up back to 8 before Kevin Durant entered the game. And once Kevin Durant entered the game,
game over.
Yeah, it was pretty much done for there. And we got to see some Chef Curry a bit in this game as well, especially with that last 3-point he hit.
Yeah, in the fourth quarter. But he looked real janky before that, to be honest. Really out of sync. Shots weren't going in. It wasn't until that fourth quarter that we saw him light it up. And in fact, that first 10 minutes of the game, Serbia led the game, and it was kind of a wake-up call for them, for Team USA. And then they just, the second quarter on, they came out and dominated. However, I wonder what these rotations are going to look like once they throw JT in there, because admittedly, Coach Kerr said he feels dumb for not playing him. So, of course, we're going to see Jason Tatum minutes. Is this going to mess up the flow?
Yeah. LeBron James, Kevin Durant. First duo to each have 20 points in a opening game at the Olympics in USA men's basketball history.
Oh, Lord.
And Durant was pretty much done after the
third quarter. Here we go with these reaching stats.
Lord. I've been hearing garbage like, quote, this is the best team, even better than the dream team. They've only played one Olympic game. How can you say they are already better?
Coach Johnson, if I do recall, that wasn't a talk last week.
No, it wasn't a talk last week at all.
No, it wasn't a talk last week.
Yeah, it wasn't a talk
last week. Don't worry. I'm going to give y'all a reminder. I'm
carrying the flag. Y'all a reminder.
But anyway, speaking of which, the Queen brought them up.
This is the best team in the history of USA basketball. Better than the Dream Team. How dare you compare the Dream Team to this team? Shut up.
Well, the Queen and Cool brought the man up. One guy who didn't get in any play and somehow became the headline instead of about Team USA winning the opening game, especially with the way Kevin Durant did, not playing since April, became the fact that Jason Tatum didn't see the court.
Did Jason Tatum see the court during the NBA playoffs?
Yes.
He was out there.
Yeah, I'm asking because Jalen Brown seemed to take the Eastern Conference MVP and the Finals MVP, so I had to ask.
Cole, we can't talk about Jalen Brown at the Olympics. They don't want
that is true.
I love Derek White.
I love that he's successful. I love me some Derek White.
But Derek White overtake Jalen Brown? No.
How does Derek White
play on Tyrese Halliburton? I'm just happy.
Derek White plays over Tyrese Halliburton. Steph Curry is playing bad, and ironically, it's his coach that won't take him out of the game and put some of these guys that don't get minutes in. Are you advocating that
every player on the team need to play minutes? Is that what you're advocating?
Derek White didn't need to play at all.
Derrick Wright has some great defensive plays.
Some great defensive plays, but he don't need to play because
apparently he does. If he's gonna play defense like that, you gotta play defense. Still basketball,
right?
Okay, let's be real here. In international play, it's nice to have defense, but you gotta support the other team. International play is all about scoring.
Yeah, in fact, the starter has to stay to the end of the game. Because point differential matters when you get to the knockout stage. So yeah,
the defense. I
got to disagree on that one. I think defense is what sets us apart from the rest of the world. I think that's what makes us so much better, and it's because we can line up with that shooting, but we follow up with defense. And as we know, any Mike D'Antoni team that has been focused on offense has not been successful in the NBA.
I have a headache.
And so he is an international type of coach. We know this.
It really sucks.
Don't ever mention Mike D'Antoni in my presence ever in life.
That's what offense focused teams. That's what happens. Mike D'Antoni.
Defense is optional at best with him.
Then Jaylen Brown cannot dribble the ball.
But he looked a lot better in the playoffs when he was winning the MVPs. Now, granted, everyone who knows me know I've been on Jaylen Brown and his inability to dribble. But it seems like he actually went somewhere during the offseason and worked on dribbling.
It seemed like Jay Tatum went somewhere in his mind from April to June.
And Jason Tatum just
– And I think once
he didn't get the MVP, he was just
– And it stayed there in July.
But I would say, like, for me, you could have put Halliburton in for some minutes for Steph when he was struggling a little bit.
Tatum could have went in.
Tatum can play some defense. He ain't going to play too much, but he'll give you some if he ain't got to score a lot. And he wouldn't have had to score a lot with the lineup he would have went in.
Not with this team. Yeah, not with this team.
So my thing is, I get that they may not have played a lot of minutes. Maybe 5-10 minutes, right? I get that. I'm not saying that they should have went out and played like an abundance of minutes.
Right.
But they should have got some time on the floor in this game. At least 5 to 7, maybe 10 minutes each. You could have done it in a blowout game. We're not talking about a game that was close. Now, if you're playing against
it was a blowout.
Because you still got South Sudan you got to play again, and they almost beat us. There may be games where you have to tighten the rotation. So in those games where you don't, you shouldn't. And I don't
That's what I'm saying. Like, now you're going to be pressured to have Jason Tatum minutes in a game where he's really not needed.
Right. Instead of a game where you could have got minutes out of the way for him.
Right.
And we wouldn't have had the story. But Steve Kerr, to me, is not as great of a coach as people want to make him out to be.
Oh, Lord,
I don't know that I disagree with you a whole lot. I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't know that I necessarily disagree. I feel the same way, and I'm sorry, playmaker. I feel the same way about Sandy Brondello. She hasn't done a whole lot in New York that has moved me. Not with the type of roster that she has. I feel the same way about Steve Kerr.
Playmaker.
You had
something to get off your chest. The one concerning Jason Tatum. What is that, sir?
I did. But when I watched the women play, I backed off on it.
Oh, man. I rolled the red carpet for you to get off and then you decide.
I backed off on it. Because when we When we get to the women's game, you will see why. Okay. The women, the women did something. I was like, okay, you know what? Maybe I'm going a little too hard. But I would say this: I'm not going as hard as people who make fun of Jason Tatum, which is very disrespectful.
I didn't make fun of him.
And I'm not making fun of him either.
I'm not saying y'all, but I'm saying what I've been seeing on social media. Okay.
Oh no, they're clowning. They're going in.
Jason Tatum don't deserve that.
No.
Y'all going way too far with this.
No, dude, still is the number one option on the Celtics. Now, he may not be considered that as much now because of Jalen Brown's ascension, but he still is that go-to guy for the team. And his presence not being there, that's going to be talked about, as it should.
Me personally, this is what I would say. Y'all, and Cole Johnson can attest to this because we have seen it and heard some people that say they have concerns about Team USA even meddling in these Olympics.
That was to me a little. Wait, man. Not a little. That was way left. That comment was egregious and ridiculous. And I didn't say anything because, you know, sometimes when you say things and people get all sensitive and then you realize, like, you know, I'm just not going to even say anything.
It's not just the one person that we know personally. It's other people that have had this thought too. I'm like,
well, there's someone on a program that I have met both of you fellows on, where it was stated strongly that the U.S. Team USA will not medal because of LeBron James.
Well, we know that's just the person that has a
vendetta.
A huge disdain for LeBron James, like LeBron James stole his ex-wife or something. So,
and here's my thing though. You brought up South Sudan; it went exponential, like when LeBron James had to win that game.
Yeah,
up the concern about Team USA after that game.
Game-winning bucket with only 10 seconds to go. Yeah.
And all people came out of nowhere. See, this is why Team USA ain't gonna medal, man. We beating South Sudan by 1 point, man. See, this is what I'm talking about.
South Sudan,
I'm looking like, okay.
Yeah, a lot of people were following that narrative. Gilbert Arenas and Paul Pierce are putting out there like South Sudan is a bunch of nobodies, and we all know who Leal is. Like, we know who he is,
and
what he's been doing for that program there. Like, I don't think that team is full of nobodies.
Wait a minute, people actually believe that garbage?
Yes.
That is what I find ridiculous and insulting.
Here's
my initial problem with people going off about Jason Tatum not playing. I'm like, just last week, y'all just complaining that Team USA wasn't going to medal. They just came out here and they bust Nikola Jokic and suddenly in their mouth.
They waxed Serbia.
Serbia is the best matchup for Team USA. Serbia is an unathletic team. They're very skillful, but they're very unathletic.
That's true. I'm actually surprised to hear you admit that because I know that Jokic is your guy, it's surprising how good he is because he's not built athletically.
He's not an athletic guy.
He's not another guy. He's skilled out the game.
Yeah. See, I agree with Cool, but my point was last week, y'all was taking a whole different tune about Team USA.
This is true.
We got a dub, and now y'all complain because Texas Tech ain't getting no playing time. Like, pick a side, stick with it.
But you have to, but you got to understand, like Megan was saying, the long term of this. Steve Kerr is going to feel like he's got to play Jason Tatum a lot to show that there's no issue with Jason Tatum. In a matchup that may not be as good for him as this one would be.
Right. It's not going to be as fruitful for him.
Yeah.
And then just the narrative that goes along with that, because one, you're going to allow them to give you pressure to play him next game. Because he already admittedly said, I feel stupid for not playing JT. So we're going to see JT minutes regardless this next matchup, whether he's needed or not.
Right. Come with the ad libs.
that's what Cole does. So, all right, ladies.
What have you done for me lately?
We're gonna take our second commercial break because when we come back, we're talking women's. And how did they look against Japan yesterday? We'll talk about it when we come back.
I love you, you morons. You Kids from the Block, New Edition.
Dear whatever the law firm is. Sincerely, the U.S. Supreme Court.
Ben Affleck, Matt Damon. Go f*** yourself again, Jason.
Join Ryan McCarthy.
I became a Jets fan because Kermit the Frog was my favorite Muppet because he was green. And the Jets wore green. That's how I become a Jets fan.
And Dustin Henry.
ESPN is cashing all in on let's pay a few personalities and we'll just kind of fill in the gaps.
As they walk you through all of the world of sports from their perspective.
The Albany Empire, it's a literal circus.
No credentials required. Where, Ryan, say the tag.
Where you don't need a press pass to talk sports.
Every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central. On YouTube and where you can find all podcasts.
WWE Shop is your online source for all things WWE. Be a part of the site, man, and score wrestling gear for big events like WrestleMania or SummerSlam. From current superstars to legends, from Raw to SmackDown to NXT. Don't miss this chance to shop for the most awesome WWE merch. Shop for the best deals as well as WWE gift cards and save big on your favorite items. WWE Shop at Fanatics Experience.
Cool McCain.
You thought you wanted Gunther against Chad Gable, but you didn't. And I'm going to tell you why. Chad Gable would take everything that Gunther's done and bury it.
The Playmaker.
It was on site. AJ Styles walked out there, seen LA Knight. Oh, okay. Then we LA Knight hopped out the car. Let's go.
Break down everything in TNA, AEW, and all of the WWE programming. Join these two kings, monarchs of wrestling, live every Monday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, 5:30 p.m. Central on the Play Caller Sports Talk YouTube channel. Join the Transporter to Hades.
Your butt and gut becomes one.
Join the Reformer of Hooker Whores.
This is my daughter, Placenta Booty Johnson.
Join the Bronze Claw.
Whenever you are in distress, take off your baseball cap and throw it in the air.
Join your very own superhero of broadcasting, Chris Bass.
So whatever color of crayon they get, they palm it and do two circles, and that translates to, I can beat up black people.
As she takes you through the week's paces in Baseline. Live every Saturday at 8 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Central, 5... No, Pacific Time Zone people, just stay asleep when this is on live and just catch the recording. Oh, I'm sorry. Exclusively on the Chris Bass YouTube channel.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Shooting and Lights Out. I'm here to give you the women's gymnastics team officially received their gold medals. The Star Spangled Banner was played. So they are officially gold medalists. The men's soccer under 23, they won 3-0. As now they are set for the knockout stage in soccer. We're starting to make time. And Bobby Fink is now taking the swimming pool for the 800 meter freestyle as we speak currently. All right. Hey, you getting everything with us for this Olympics. You getting everything. All right.
Much.
I ain't spend no expenses. All right, we talked about the men. Now let's go to an area where the main reason why I brought the queen on, because when I'm talking women's basketball, I only think of the queen. The quest for an unprecedented 8th straight gold medal began yesterday against Japan. And what else do you expect when it comes to the women of the United States on the hardwood? 102-76.
Pure domination.
I got the numbers for you. 54.5% from the field. They shot terribly from three-point range with 20%. 56 rebounds, by the way. Let me tell you something about this rebound. Brittany Griner was like 5 feet taller than everybody on the court.
What are those 11 blocks?
She was grabbing rebounds. Cole, she was grabbing rebounds with one hand.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
She was grabbing rebounds with one hand. I'm like.
So she was Will Chamberlain, the Japanese women. Wow, that's cold.
Even DT was holding balls over their head like this. Like.
Yeah. And the worst part about it is one of the Japanese people had a sign saying, y'all could have beat us if you had Caitlin Clark. So all the women
right. were pointing so out the sign. Like,
see?
That?
See?
So they saw it during the shoot around.
I don't know why would y'all do that. Y'all set your whole team up for failure.
Basically set them up. Yeah, they did. Yeah.
You know, I expected a much better game from Japan than this. They had returned 4 players from their championship team in 2021, or not championship. They took silver, we took gold. And that was a pretty decent matchup. It was still within single digits in the point differential.
I'm gonna be honest with you,
their guard is a heck of a guard, Yamamoto. And she definitely played well.
Japan was playing hard nose defense. I'm like, they were trying to pressure everything.
It didn't matter how big the point differential was. They didn't give up. And so for me, this just definitely shows me, they talked about the attendance being low for this game. I think we know why.
Of course we know why.
It's not because Kaylin wasn't there, y'all. It's because we know that these are the type of numbers. These are going to be the type of blowouts that they're going to put out.
I mean, 11 blocks, 7 steals, 35 assists on 42 made buckets.
But those devoid of brain cells fools will say, this is why the U.S. women's team isn't drawn, because the big draw is not in Paris.
And then they had, who all? We had KP, Sabrina, and we had one more that had 11 points off of the bench, too. So bench play was ridiculous for us as well as the starting five.
But speaking of starting five, there's only 2 women to talk about in this one.
Yes. I 100% agree.
Just 2 women to talk about. These 2 ladies is Asia Wilson, 24-13 with 4 blocks.
Sing the praises of the MVP, baby. Sing the praises of the MVP.
Like, there's not the MVP race is over, all right? Nobody's catching her for the MVP. And then you did bring up my coach, so let me allow me to bring up one of my best players on the team, Breonna Stewart, 22 points, 8 boards with 3 blocks. So he had 11 blocks. 7 of it came from these 2.
A right. block party. Wow.
And I'm so glad to see Stewie getting out of her shooting slump. It seems that she had been in a shooting slump since the end of last year's regular season. Now, there have been a couple of games this season where we've seen her at 30-point plus, 25-point plus, but not that was more just a handful, whereas last season we were watching Stewie do it back-to-back-to-back-to-back. And so it's starting to look like she's coming out of that shooting slump. And just a reminder, like, as much as we love Asia, and Asia is most likely the MVP, Stewie is the fastest to reach any of those accolades of all time. So she's still very good at basketball.
Just let y'all know, it wasn't a blowout this far. Right?
Yeah,
it was. 7-point lead after the first quarter, because even though Asia was feasting early, she had 10 points. The United States had 5 penalties, and then 3 points. Going down for Japan. That's it. Oh, so they're going to play hard nose defense and they're going to jack up 3. This is going to be interesting here how this game goes along. And we all know this thing. If you live by the 3, you also wet by the 3.
Right.
Die, sir.
Mike D'Antoni, tell them.
That's pretty much what happened to Japan. They kept shooting 3s and. If you don't remember the percentage, I can go back and show you too.
I mean, they have 2 good guards, though. I will say that. Japan has 2 really good guards. And they still got one got 17 points, the other one got 14 points. And so, not that they had just a god awful game, but they were just so outsized.
They was, but when you shoot a lot of 3, that's 30 out of 74 shot, 39 from 3-point range.
Well, no, I mean, but they're almost 40% from the three, though. You know, that's not terrible.
But you know, when you live by the three, you also die by the three.
I get that. Matt, the only thing that I saw was we had one or two more turnovers than them. I'm not sure if that will come into play anywhere later on in the tournament, but just something that I was looking at.
For me, you see that 3-point percentage right there? That's what I'm concerned about.
I get it.
We cannot shoot 20%.
Yeah, but our size in the lane just makes up for it.
That means we need, these two need to stay consistent along with Brittany Ryan.
Those two definitely have to stay consistent. There's no doubt about that.
Oh, it was BG who had 11 points off the bench also. BG, KP, and Sabrina all had 11 points apiece off the bench.
And then, Cole, you wanted to know why I backed off my full Jason Tatum tender off I plant. Mm-hmm. Coach Reeves played everybody on the team in this game. And everybody on the team scored.
Oh, wait a minute. You say she did what?
She played everybody on the
roster. Everybody on the team did what?
Everybody played and everybody scored. Yeah,
that's how a coach is supposed to do.
You still could have done them fools out talking ill about Jason Tatum.
I was going for the people who was upset about Jason Tatum not getting minutes. Because how they was acting to prove. I knew the same people that was complaining about Jason Tatum not playing was the same people who was going off about Team USA barely beating South Sudan. I'm like, what do y'all want?
They want 111-48. Final score that the Team USA, the Dream Team, put on Angola. That's what they want. Because they think the rest of the world still is leagues behind the U.S. when it comes to basketball, and they are not.
Right, yeah, they're not.
I mean, they can had to suffer that indignity 20 years ago.
that's my problem. Like, I'm going to need you. Do y'all want to win gold, or do y'all want to look a certain way? Which one is it?
I want everybody to play and win gold.
Everybody can't play every game. I'm sorry, it's only 40 minutes.
Everybody can play in a blowout.
Definitely in a blowout.
If everybody can't play in a blowout, your coach sucks and he's trash, garbage, and somebody else need to be coach of the team.
I don't know if I'm ready to say he sucks, but I will say
in Olympic play. Let me make that clear. As an Olympic coach, he sucks.
Well, playmaker, you do have a point because I guess it means that I hate to say this, cool. So I guess that means Chuck. I think that means Chuck Daly must have sucked, because there was no way he put Christian Laettner out on the court.
Christian Laettner was should not have been on the team though.
He was on the team though.
Exactly.
Oh my God.
He should not have been on that team.
He got 5 minutes the whole time.
You can't hold nobody for not putting Christian Laettner out there. You could hold whoever made the decision for Christian Laettner to be on the team. That's who you should have a problem with that.
You can say that, but at the same, he was on the team and he did not see the court.
He did not deserve to be on the team, so he did not deserve to play.
If you run a USA,
no playmaker. I'm not accepting that. That dude,
you don't have to accept it. It's factual
garbage.
It's factual though.
It's also factual. He was garbage, and there was no reason for him to even be on the team except that they wanted a college player. And they got the worst one.
No. They got a Caitlin Clark version,
but it didn't have.
That's what they got.
Nobody cared about Christian Laettner except for Duke fans,
right? That's what they got. They got the Caitlin Clark in 1992 on the Dream Team. And he wasn't going to see time, and Caitlin Clark is barely going to see time in the 2024 U.S.
She was talking more time than Jason Tatum in the last game.
Wow.
All I'm saying is, I don't care. By any means necessary, bring home gold. That's all I care about. I mean, if somebody can't play, oh well. The mission is the mission.
But if you're not going to play him...
Wow, you sounded like Mike Tomlin all of a sudden, playmaker.
I'm saying if you're looking at the roster and you're saying, I'm not going to really play this dude, don't even put him on the team.
I agree with that, too.
And then guess what? You ain't going to have no team then.
Go get another bench dude.
You know what? Everybody, this is the time to make sacrifices.
I get sacrifices. If you're used to playing 30, 40 minutes a game and you playing 5-10, I get sacrifices.
Not Christian Laettner. And not
but 0 minutes and you're not Christian Laettner, that's a problem.
So now we got to do it a certain way too now, see? We just can't get the job done. We got to do it a certain way.
You got to let people see the court. That's why they're on the team.
I don't care. I won't go.
I work.
Clearly, you should be Steve Kerr's assistant on the team.
I want gold medal. I want to do whatever it takes to win gold.
I'm gonna
especially
be real
how people have been talking about the men's USA team lately.
I'll be real with you. 5 to 10 minutes.
The question at hand.
Some other people in the game is not gonna be the difference in that game for us getting a gold medal.
Crisp and clean with no caffeine.
That's all I'm saying.
You may be right.
Kerr has had the whole entirety of time to figure out the rotation. And the rotation has not been consistent except for LeBron James. And now, of course, Kevin Durant wasn't there. So more people were getting minutes than are going to now because Kevin Durant's going to be eating up probably 20-plus minutes a game.
Right.
And he still hasn't got the rotation right. That's the issue I have with Kerr.
If that jumper remains wet, you know he's going to see that many minutes.
He didn't want to start Kevin Durant because he ain't done that since April. So he had to – he didn't want to just throw him in the lineup.
I think you have him run the bench at just the same way that LeBron is running the starters. You have KD run the bench players.
Yeah. And KD can play 5 in international play against most teams.
Right.
A couple can, but most teams, he can play the 5 against an international play.
Agree.
But yeah, Sherry Reese played everybody. Everybody got time.
Yeah, indeed. That's what you're supposed to do again.
And Phoenix, y'all can breathe a sigh of relief because – Khalil Kappa is good.
Right.
True. I like Khalil Kappa too.
Now, the matchup everybody in America will be watching tomorrow. This one counts.
Yeah.
USA second group game is against South Sudan on the final day of the 7th month of the year at 3 p.m. on NBC. By the way, shout out to Noah Eagle and Dwayne Wade. They got Dwayne Wade calling basketball games. I didn't see that coming.
Dwayne Wade calling games and not painting nails. I'm sorry about that. I didn't say it that loud. My bad. I'm so sorry. Wow.
Yo, I saw it's a little off topic, but I saw a thing where they said, y'all all over here clowning Dwayne Wade. He playing chess. Y'all playing checkers. He about to have one son almost make it to the NBA.
No, don't go there.
I was like,
don't go there. That's painful.
I ain't even send it to nobody because I was like,
I'm glad you did because that's just.
I knew that's exactly where it was going to go when you said that. I was like, oh Lord. That's just one son in the NBA, one the other son in the WBA.
Oh, that's just disrespectful on all types of levels to even do something like that. This is why the internet is undefeated. Nobody can beat the internet.
Heck, even the internet can't beat the internet.
Yeah. Not they were thrashing Jason Tatum, they thrashing Dwayne Wade. Good gracious. They were thrashing Team USA last week because this same team that they getting ready to play tomorrow beat them by 1 point.
Almost beat them. Yeah, what I don't understand is they won the game by 1 point, right? Everybody was complaining. Then all of a sudden, like 2 or 3 days later, this was the best Team USA men's team ever. What happened?
Right.
I wanted to answer to that question, Cole. That's exactly what I was thinking. I was like, so this team is considered better than the Dream Team. The Dream Team has been called the Scheme Team, but they eked out 2 victories in their exhibition tour. Make that make sense.
Where their reasoning is because back in 1992, you had outside of the United States, 9 players that competed in the 92 Olympics.
Yeah, and there's 61 that play in the NBA and that are dispersed amongst the other teams in the men's spin. I get that
Dream Team beat a Croatia team that had like 4 NBA players on it, though. They don't mention that.
No, they don't at all.
Yeah, they don't want to mention that because that destroys the narrative.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
no, they don't mention that. They don't mention that at all.
Yeah, gotta keep the narrative.
Now, I like when certain media people do it because they are showing the expansion of basketball around the world.
They're not
using it as this team is better than 92.
Agreed.
They just using it as a stat of how grown the game of basketball has.
That is why I created the element of beating the dead horse presentation. That's why. Because that's exactly why these yahoos create these things, because they would use those, they use those stats and not prove that the game has grown in 30 years overseas. They'll use it to say, well, the game's tougher. And we've said this about the NBA. The game's tougher now than it was when Jordan was playing. I mean, I have to, I have to take a break from lauding my Kang, because I got to get down on my knees and genuflect to him. Oh, I can't stand them fools.
Oh, you know, they going in hard for their pranks, too.
Oh, so, Lord. Don't talk. Don't get me started about Bronny James.
I won't. My bad.
Them fools rolled out a white carpet, and I'm not going to say why I call it white, in order to have Bronny to be a part of the NBA.
Why did Bronny James make my show today?
Because his father is playing in the Olympics. That's why.
He's not his father, though. So I'm going to say, why did Bronny James make my show today?
That's why he made the show, because his father played the Olympics.
His father's playing the Olympics.
That's, I don't care. That's two different people. Ain't the same person. Two different people.
Probably going to be here in 4 years. What you talking about?
Bron Sexuals don't think they see that. They think he's one and the same.
Hey, Bron Sexuals don't control nothing on the playmaker's blog.
You might got a couple of closet ones, though.
No, it's really only two people that is under the playmaker's blog, myself and Alex Akazal. And he can care less about LeBron, Bronny James, or anybody with the James. I'm just saying
some of the people that watch. Because, you know, we got a few people that the way they dump on LeBron James, I think they're secretly fans of LeBron James.
I was thinking the same thing, Cool.
Yeah.
So, my thing
we
is...
We digress. Go ahead.
Sorry. South Sudan is up next. They got a dub against Puerto Rico.
Yeah. Right. Now, I found that to be really impressive.
A very dominant win. Yeah. And I, not that I really expected Puerto Rico to win the game, but I didn't expect it to go that way so quickly.
And me and Cole Johnson talked about it, the way that they played against Team USA, they was going to come in with some confidence, like, okay.
Right, for sure. As they should. No, as they should.
Yeah. And they should. Yeah, they should. They should. They had their team on the ropes. And now they have the confidence to hang with them on a court. And now they're coming in with a dub two in the Olympics. They're very first, if I'm not mistaken, what, very first?
I'm interested in seeing what lineup Steve Kerr going to come out with this game.
Jason Tatum is going to be in it.
Obviously.
I'm saying starter.
You're right. You know he will.
He's going to come out with the starter.
And more than likely,
he's probably going to run out. LeBron James and Steph Curry, he don't believe in starting the same lineup.
You know what? Let me take this down real quick.
You're probably going to run a play.
We're going to have a real discussion here because... I know one reason why Cool McCain wanted to be on here, because obviously LeBron James, Steph Curry starts, no issues. We understand that. Let me get my man Cool McCain the camera, because he does have an issue with one person that's continuing to start it, and that would be a big guy. So go ahead, Cool McCain.
So, Joel Embiid, you have to be better. Like, you were bad throughout the first couple of games, the exhibition games. We get it. You kind of learning a new thing. You were different players. But you have not shown any of the MVP caliber play so far in the Olympics. You got LeBron over here trying to get you out of the game quick to get Kevin Durant more minutes. You're not a dominant force defensively, offensively. If you weren't going to show up to play, why did you even come? Like, I'm not trying to be funny, but easily did what my man did, who should have never been on the team. The dude who really should be taking over as the guy that's hurt the most in the league. But if you're not going to show up and play, have your mind in the game, and help your team, why are you here? You're going to have to figure out a way to turn it around mentally, get yourself in the game, and be a force, because you're supposed to be a force. And there are some teams where Team USA is going to actually need you to show up and play. And right now, you haven't shown me that you can do that. You've been outplayed by everyone else who's played the center position, Joel Embiid. So I'm going to need you, Philadelphia 76er, former MVP, to show up to want to play. And so far in these Olympics, I'm not gonna say you haven't that you haven't wanted to play, but you haven't showed up like your desire is to play. So you're gonna have to get yourself together, and you have to help Team USA, or you're gonna have to hit the bench over there beside Halliburton and Jason Tatum.
He's trusting the process.
Oh. Leaving the code just to bring up the goddamn process.
Only cold.
Oh my gosh, right? I'm gonna piggyback off my man Kuma K. Joel. You already know what you was coming in for. The fact that you chose to play with Team USA. Knowing where the Olympics were gonna be held at. Mm-hmm. Okay. Why does it take you a whole freaking half to finally get involved in the game? They try to get you in early. The game plan from the start was early. Get Joel the ball early, let him get in rhythm. And you was turning the ball over. Now we got South Sudan up next. Your butt didn't even last 15 minutes with them in the exhibition game. Steve Kerr had to stick with Bam Adebayo and Anthony Davis in that game.
Yeah.
And by the way, for those of you who saying Bam Adebayo might be the one that gets benched, I hope not because
I think he showed a level of competitiveness and knowing his role. I wouldn't.
Bam? No, he's active. No, he needs to stay on the floor. He needs to stay on the floor.
I agree with both of y'all.
No, but he
knows what to do. He knows what he's supposed to be out there for.
Yeah. Let me put out this. The pundits that get paid to do what we are doing are predicting that for Jason Tatum to get playing time, somebody's not going to play as much, and they choosing Bam at all.
But they're smoking something. Something glassy or something fleshy. Bam. You can take your pick.
Out of all the people, they picking Bam.
Nah.
I need Steve Kerr to make sure that Anthony Davis and Bam Adebayo keep those two playing on the floor at the same time, because we seem to be them two on the floor together.
It does seem
to you be- can switch everything. Mm-hmm. You can switch everything. It don't even matter. And guess what? There's no 3-second rules in FIBA play.
Right.
That's correct.
And you have two really good defenders mm-hmm. protecting the rim. You might want to keep that going. Especially against this athletic South Sudan team who is led by Luol Deng, who is the president over there. For those of you who don't know, the reason why South Sudan is the way that they are because Luol Deng is the president.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And by the way, I read that he's spent his own money to build this program the way that he has.
For the last 4 years, not just this tournament, for the last 4 years.
Yep.
So y'all going to have to put some respect on South Sudan name, which Team USA Absolutely. It has, because they said they are coming to this game a little more serious this now.
Absolutely.
As he should.
Now, the only thing South Sudan got to deal with is the fact that Kevin Durant's back, and they didn't see Kevin Durant in the exhibition series.
Correct. Yeah, no, I do think Kevin Durant clearly makes a huge difference in our team, and in any court that he decides to play on, he makes a huge difference. So I don't expect it to be as close of a game, but definitely take them serious.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, Jason Tatum, when you touch this court tomorrow, you better do something. I don't care if it's defending. I don't care if it's blocking shots. I don't care if it's driving to the. I don't care. You better do something.
He will. He'll be daydreaming.
We don't need him daydreaming.
He'll spot up and miss some threes.
We don't need him daydreaming, Cole. This is a serious business.
Oh, I'm being serious. I'm being serious when I say that.
The last thing I need is for everybody to be up in arms about Jason Tatum not getting playing time. Steve Kerr, listening to the American public, play Jason Tatum, and South Sudan actually reverses what happened in Abu Dhabi.
You know, just tell Kerr that the people that are talking want to vote for Trump. He'll be fine.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they're trying to get a fifth straight go, okay? We're not trying to please everybody.
But here's the thing that I want you to look at this a little differently, Playmaker. I feel what you're saying. You want to go, man. I understand. But what I'm saying is when you have these opportunities in situations where it's pretty much a lot, go ahead and put the other people in. let them play it in. So you don't have this. So then you don't come up in the game where, let's be honest, Jason Tatum, if he's locked in, he's a really good player. Mm-hmm. But we know he's not always locked in.
And that's the issue I have with him.
So when you don't play him a game and then you turn around and want to put him in for a bunch of minutes, which is what they're going to do, right? And Steve Kerr has already showed that he don't care if you're playing good or bad. If it's in his mind that you're going to play, you're going to play. So my thing is, pick the right moments to play everybody. And in some games, hey, maybe this person doesn't play because it's not a good matchup. But I also believe as a coach, if you're going to do that, and you go to that person before the game and you say, look, man, you know, right. If you play this at all in this game, it might be very minimal. I don't feel like this is a good matchup for you. I feel like we have some guys that could do better so that they're prepared to ride the pine. Because you're dealing with a bunch of dudes that are used to playing and starting except for one guy. So everybody else, you have a certain way that you need to approach them if you're not going to play them or you're not going to play them a lot of minutes. And that's just courtesy if you're going to coach a team. That's like coaching an AU team or an all-star team. Everybody's not going to get equal minutes. You know that. But you got to go to the kids that's normally expecting to get those type of minutes and say, look, for this game or this tournament, you may not play as much as you normally do because based on teams we're playing, we got some guys that may be a better matchup. That's what it is. Mm-hmm. He's not playing chess. And he's going to get himself screwed in this game because he didn't play chess in the last game.
Steve Kerr figured it out. South Sudan is up. And they are on a high right now.
They are. They ready. They ain't got nothing to lose. They hungry.
And they right, want yeah. They don't have nothing to lose.
And nope. They want the smoke.
They
want all of it.
They don't just want their smoke code. They want that fire.
They want all the smoke. They don't care right now. All
right. You're right. They want that fire. You're right about that.
So that's tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Thursday. The ladies are back at it against Belgium.
3 p.m. Belgium not looking as strong as I thought they would. I still feel like we have the hardest group play. Group out of everybody, but Belgium not living up to the hype, really.
And we should have this hardest group. We should.
I mean, when you have AJ Wilson, when you have Breonna Stewart, can't stop.
I mean, Belgium in our qualifier round played us really well. It was not a pretty win whatsoever, but we didn't have Chelsea Gray either. And despite one thing I want to say, I won't stand or listen to the Chelsea Gray slander.
The point guard.
You know, like that is ridiculous. 13 assists, but what she does doesn't matter. Nah, come on now. These are the superstar studded teams. You're not going to get the same stats that you get out of your home team. It's not going to happen. But them 13 assists, her mind for her game, for her court vision, the saucy dimes, nobody's doing that but Chelsea Gray.
Well, maybe according to the public, Caitlin Clark could do that.
Oh, Lord heavens.
Caitlin Clark is a great passer. I'm not going to sit there and say she's not. She's a great passer. She's a great three-point shooter. I don't know that she has established herself as a decision maker at this point in her career. Do I think she will? Yes. I don't think she's there this year.
No, because she knows how to pass. She knows to pass it to the opponents just as well.
I don't necessarily criticize her for all that. I think some of her teammates are at fault for that.
I agree.
Caitlin puts it there, and they drop the ball literally many, many times.
I had to slide it in there because I know Megan would give a very fair. And
because I'm not on either side of this. She don't play for my team, so I'm not a fan of her, but I'm not a hater either, you know.
Exactly.
I'm gonna say this. Them passes by Chelsea Gray, the point guard, was on point yesterday.
Yes.
She throwing full court passes on the dime.
She was out there. I say this, I don't necessarily mean like he did it first, but she was out there looking like Nikola Jokic. Just diamond everywhere.
And it was a contagiousness, because then when Sabrina got into the game, she started doing it. I'm like,
it can get that way.
Yeah, well, you set that tone.
I saw out of Sabrina in this last matchup too, I saw way more defense than I expected. Really happy with the development that Sabrina, the developments that Sabrina has made in her game this year. Very impressed.
And that's another area that's contagious, defense.
Yeah, mm-hmm. For sure.
I mean, you had 11 blocks, like. Mm-hmm.
She's not getting benched because she's a defensive liability.
Right.
Which can happen.
It can. You know, like I said, everybody for the women's team played. And everybody scored. What can I tell you? This is what the women does. They're going for an unprecedented 8th straight gold medal.
Right.
And I just want to know who's going to be a challenge to them. Because like we said earlier, if AJ Wilson and Breonna Stewart is on, good luck.
No team in the world right. Can beat them. If
they don't let them start hitting threes. This is with them not even hitting threes like they should.
Right, yeah. This is with them struggling at the three like that. Crazy.
And Sabrina hit three of them up to four.
Right.
So,
Remember everybody used to talk about Sabrina last year? Sabrina was
she kind of had it, you know, but she worked on her game in the offseason. She really did.
She did. She was one of the people that was like identifiable player. She even had some State Farm commercials and stuff.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. She was, and I'm not mad at it. I like Sabrina. I like her game. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think her game is starting to match up to the exposure now.
Mm-hmm. It takes a little time.
Yeah.
Yeah. It does.
So, as we get ready to close up shop here today, beginning with the ladies first, Megan. Message to Team USA as they get ready for their second games of these Olympics.
I'll say this. On the women's side of things, don't get cocky. Even though you feel like you are, or we all see the leaps and bounds that you are ahead of everybody else, there are other teams that have more size than Japan. Japan's guard play played such a factor in the last Olympics, and our size this time just outmatched it completely. And so focus on that game that y'all know, and that's running small ball right now. Asia at the five, Brianna at the four, them really switching back and forth between those positions. Run and gun, fast pace, and let those play defense who play defense well. Alyssa Thomas, let those come in. Sabrina coming off the bench and playing defense really well. Such a shocker. But continue with that game. Depending on who you match up with, that China game today was pretty good too. If you end up matching up against China in the next round, they do have some size there. And they also have a couple of players that are in the WNBA as well. So I think that just don't get cocky in group play and continue on. These teams that you expected more out of, such as Belgium in them first couple of matchups, don't discount them because once again, they have a couple of players that are in the WNBA as well. And then for the guys, I think, you know, during your exhibition matchups, people were looking past the Sudan matchup, South Sudan. That is not the case this time. Don't allow them to get in your head.
All right. Cool McCain.
So for the men's team, I'm going to be real blunt with y'all. Everybody got to go out there and play. I feel like when you watch the games, you got a lot of people kind of stepping back and acquiescing to LeBron and KD and Steph. Young fellas, when y'all go out there, y'all got to eat too, right? You got to eat. Anthony Edwards, there's a whole lot of talk. You're doing a whole lot of talking. We're going to need you to step up. Sudan is a game where we need the young, athletic guys who can play defense, who can run hard with these guys from South Sudan to step up and play hard. Steve Kerr, you got to play your team. Now, see, this is a game where you should be able to say maybe one or two people don't play because – the Sudan team, we need to have certain people, certain rotations, certain people playing together. So some people may not be as strong on the defensive end, so we need certain people playing with them to make it work right. Whereas the last game, again, I'm going to harp on it, was your opportunity to kind of play around, get everybody some minutes and things like that. Don't overdo the trying to play Tatum. You're probably going to try to slide Halliburton in some more too because he didn't play at all. Don't overdo it. It's okay to get guys played that you feel like, yeah, I maybe should have played them more. I should have played them, and I didn't. But make it make sense for your team and make it make sense for the rotations. You get your throat in them boys from South Sudan, keep it on there. Keep your foot on their throat. Keep dominating. Keep attacking. Just because things may start to go well at the point in the game doesn't mean you won the game. And for the women, execution. Y'all have the talent. There are people that we can argue could have been on this team that didn't make this team, but this team is talented. You've got shooters. Make sure you get them out there, but make sure you get them out there with the right people to complement some of the things they may not do as well. You've got bigs. You've got the ability to play different lineups, get different groups together. You've got some people that are on the same team that play together all the time. You've got a couple of teams, if I remember, you've got at least two, maybe three people from more than one team. So sometimes get those guys out there that already know how to play together out there with a couple other people, those ladies, and make it work. Just not getting yourself in a position where you feel like you've already won, kind of like Megan said. Don't feel like you've won before the game is over. Until you've played the game and won, you haven't won. You can feel like you should win, and that motivates you to go out and play harder, but don't let that take away from what you're doing. Always go out every game like you're the underdog, and you've never won, and you got something to prove.
Cole Johnson.
All right, I'll start with the women first. You all are the best team in the world right now, as presently constituted, without a Caitlin Clark, without an Angel Reese, or without any other woman that you would probably hear others say, you need her on your squad. No, you are fine as is. But what I want you to do is I want you to not settle for threes. You're talking to a person who has watched a team be coached by one who in a playoff game, an elimination playoff game, I may add, missed 27 straight three-pointers because he said that was part of their game. The three-pointer is not part of your game. Overall execution and excellence is. So play inside out. You have the ability to do it. And if you do that, you establish that no one can beat you on the inside. Don't open up shots from three. So just play and execute the way that you know how, and you'll be fine. I know you will not have the attitude of rolling the ball on the court just because Belgians, you know you can beat them, that you pretty much before tip-off it says, the final score is this, and they're just going to be chumps. I know you all don't have that mentality, but execute inside out. I believe you will be doing a wonderful job of improving from the dominant performance against Japan when you play Belgium on Thursday. To the gentlemen, I don't have anything to say to LeBron James, to Kevin Durant, to Stephen Curry. I don't have anything to say to Steve Kerr. I don't have anything to say to Joel Embiid, except I want you to get as many minutes as possible because I'm enjoying the fact that Paris is booing you off the court because you made the decision of wanting to play for the U.S. because you wanted to have gold, but you also wanted to just throw the middle finger at a place where you actually have the citizenship in. Stupid decision by you, sir. But I digress. I'm directing this message to Anthony Edwards. Sir, I want you to look at the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team. The way they are now is good. The way they were 3 years ago was not. And you know why? Because they went through a changing of the guard. Because 2016, they ruled, and in 2020, they just simply sunk. Because every single big name that you knew of retired. And that's facing you now. You saying Google Gaga, you are genuflecting at the feet of LeBron and Curry, and definitely Durant, because I know Durant's your guy. But I want you to understand something. From 2028, LeBron, Durant, and Curry will not be on this team unless they're coaching. The time to take over this team as yours starts now. Now, you can be happy, and you can stand back, and you can allow Durant and James and Curry rule and lead. That's fine. But you are the most athletic player on the squad. You proved that this spring. You need to prove that to the world this summer so that when 2028 comes, the rest of the world won't think, oh, well, we can get the U.S. now because the big dogs are retired, and now we're dealing with pups. You were playing like a pup, sir. You were grown a man. Play like it. And if you do, I guarantee you, in 4 years' time, people will say, we still can't lay a finger in the U.S. But as it is right now, the world still thinks we can get them because you, sir, are not taking it to task that you can be the guy even when the big dogs are on the team. It's time for you to be the big dog. It's time for you to have that moment where Jordan walked in the room in 1992 with Magic and Bird, and he said, look, I know that you all took the league and took basketball to where it is now, but now it's my turn. Mr. Edwards, right now. That's right. Late July 2024. It's your time. Let's see it. Come on now.
For the ladies, do what y'all do best. Plain and simple. Y'all come in with a mindset of we coming together for a mission and we going to do what we need to do to get that mission done. So, quite frankly, y'all came together quickly than the men did, and the men had more time to prepare and get together. Y'all are in the middle of a season, and you took an L to the WA All-Star Games, and you said, okay, we're going to go ahead and play against Germany for our one exhibition game, international, and we're going to smoke them. Now we're ready for the Olympics, and you did what you did against Japan. So I have no issues with the women. Just keep your head down and keep doing what you're doing and bring on that eighth goal. For the men, however, you beat South Sudan by one. And the country of the United States of America almost lost their minds because they couldn't fathom that one LeBron James had to save the United States from South Sudan. Where the rematch is tomorrow, you have Kevin Durant now. And Kevin Durant put on a hell of a performance on Sunday. But here's the thing. We're going to need more than LeBron James and Kevin Durant for this game. Even though Kevin Durant will make a difference, we're going to need more. I want to see how Steph does now that he got his first full Olympic game under his belt now. Now I want to see what kind of adjustments he makes. Because even though his shot went on, he made sure he set those screens to get other people their shots. We didn't mention it earlier, Devin Booker. You played good Sunday. When you had the opportunity to shoot the ball, you connected on him. Okay? Jason Tatum. It's already been confirmed you're playing. We just don't know if you're starting or you're coming off the bench. But it's been confirmed that you're playing. I need you to take this game seriously. Because South Sudan is coming. They know they can play international basketball. You see what they did to Puerto Rico. They made them look like they shouldn't even been in the tournament. And Steve Kerr, find your lineup, because you have no more time to figure it out. You got away with it against Serbia. Because it's Serbia, and outside of Mikhail Jokic, Bogdanović didn't show up at all. Which was something that they was looking forward to, but he didn't show up. Find the right rotation. Find what you need to do. You are a four-time NBA championship coach. You need to put that wisdom on display tomorrow. Because you should not be getting out coached by South Sudan. But you have this collection of talent at your disposal. And then LeBron James, Kevin Durant, this is the opportunity to pass the torch to one Anthony Edwards, as Cole Johnson said. Not only Anthony Edwards, a Tyrese Halliburton. A Jason Tatum, because I figured Jason Tatum would play again. Maybe a Bam Adebayo, because Bam Adebayo says he loves to play international ball. Because in 4 years, we're the host country. And the last thing that any three of us, four of us, want to see after this Olympics is us getting beat at home in 2028. So as Cole Johnson said, this is the moment to pass the torch down to the next generation. So that when 2028 comes here and everybody's diving into Los Angeles, California, let it be known that you still got to deal with Team USA. And there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. All right. With that being said, that should wrap up today's show. All right. We'll be back Friday. The men play tomorrow. The ladies play Thursday. We'll be back Friday with that game and get you ready for the last group play. All right. Hopefully it'll be the same as we did today with two dubs on the list. Cool McCain, he wanted to join the panel for the day. Gave him the opportunity. Catch him tomorrow at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Eagles Elite. As we get closer and closer to football season. Cole Johnson. Morning shift with Cole Johnson. Every weekday, Monday through Fridays. Typically around 8:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Okay, and then 806 Sports Radio with Megan Price. Every day. You can catch her talking sports on the radio, especially Texas sports.
Yeah.
So until Friday, ladies and gentlemen, we'll see y'all then. Team USA, keep bringing home the W's so we can keep talking good. Because I would hate to have an episode where we have to go off. Just me personally. Until Friday, deuces.
Stop here. You can't stop now. You gotta keep going. Through all your trials and your tribulations, you gotta keep pushing. Now, finish your campaign.
Yeah, gotta get it out the mud. That's the only way to win. Who am I to point the finger like I never ever seen? Been through the ups and downs like the letter N. They don't let you through the door. Better kick that again. Cause that's the only way to win. That's the only way to go. Gotta get it out the mud. Gotta get it out the flow.
Thank you for tuning in today's episode. If you want to follow the podcast, you can follow it on all streaming platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and a whole lot more. This has been Shooting.